Yo, welcome back to another episode of Yo, That's Gay. I am Danny Cycles on this beautiful day. It's been sunny, it's been breezy, and it's been all right. It's been good for me. Ooh. How is your day?
I'm AJ the Vanderthunt. I'm going to add the to my name. Ooh. Like it's very official.
The Vanderthunt.
The Vanderthunt, like with underlines. But very, very good. Very, very good. Beautiful, hot, swelteringly hot day that I could only enjoy because I have to work today. So, very,
same.
Very So, what's new?
What's new? Well, it's still Pride. Happy Pride, everybody. My life is in a little bit of shambles right now. I'm just sorting through a lot of shit, trying to like figure out what's next in life. Like, what do I want to do with my life? And it's been stressful. The last week has been stressful, but it's going, you know, it's going. We're making it work. We're having fun along the way. And c'est la vie.
I love that. I'm with you. It's been a shit show the last couple of days, the last week and a half. Who knew I would go from extreme depression to hanging out with friends, hitting some acid, to possibly starting a brand new career choice in the middle of a panorama.
Right?
Like
in a Panasonic.
Yes, in the pandemonium. Mm-hmm. You know what?
It's an entire panda.
Yes. Like, I'm happy. I'm nervous. I'm scared. I feel like I haven't washed my dishes and I have somebody coming over to fuck me. Like, it's just very awkward for me right now.
I just tell them to ignore the dishes.
They can't even see my kitchen. But the fact that I know the dishes are dirty, it'll cause me to tense up for the dick. I'm like, fuck, I need this detergent.
Who's a naughty little dishwasher?
You use Pledge on those dishes. Now, Pledge is real. If you run out of dish soap, use Pledge. I'm not joking. It will help clean the dishes and get the grease off.
Oh no.
Now rinse your dishes because they will taste like Pledge. But it works. I'm just gonna give that device out there.
Any other big updates? Anything to share with the team, with the class?
Yes. If you haven't had a chance, the new Sailor Moon movie is going to be premiering shortly. And from what I found that was leaked, it's beautiful. Sailor Moon Eternal, or Eternal Sailor Moon, will be a part of it. Unfortunately, we do not get any lesbian or queer action in this version. At least not yet. At least not yet. There are lesbian and queer characters who are a part of the storyline that this movie goes into. So maybe if there's a second movie, they'll bring them in. But right now, we don't get it. So we don't get our Rainbow Pride moment just yet.
Hopefully soon.
We have it a little bit. We have it in a good way. Because Uranus and Neptune, they're lesbian lovers. And we get all their good queerness right on camera. Mm-hmm. But I'm waiting for these new characters to be introduced because it introduces characters who could be transgender or non-binary. They haven't defined how these characters are going to play because throughout their storyline and their everyday life, they identify as cisgendered men. And outside of their everyday life, they identify as cisgender women. Mm-hmm. But they're the same individual who goes through a physical transformation every time they activate their power.
Yeah, it's like they're a little gender fluid.
Yes, I can't wait. I really hope they introduce them.
Yeah.
I'm nerding, I'm sorry.
And if you haven't listened to our episode on non-binary yet, check it out. That was last week's episode, and we shared some of our own experience with being non-binary and just talked a little bit about that whole little spectrum.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even drunk. Representation is key, and I feel like in this moment we get it, but then also you get it. Listening to our past episodes available on all major streaming platforms can help you understand more.
Nice little plug. All right, so before we get into our topic, you mentioned a little bit ago Pride, and we talked about Pride previously, but one of the topics that's been, it's always a hot debate every fucking year, mm-hmm. but it's been coming up a lot more sooner, I guess, than in other years, and that's whether kink belongs at Pride. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's a discussion that's been going on through the ages, and you hear from both sides, you know, kink doesn't belong at Pride. It's not family friendly. It's vulgar. It's wrong. On the other side, people are just saying, like, hey, I want to express my pride for my kink. I want to share my identity, and I'm not doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. Right? So what's your take on, does Pride belong at kink? Why does it belong at Pride? Oh, just, okay, so spoiler alert. Pride does belong at kink, yes. Or kink does belong at Pride. but we're going to figure out why.
So I'm just going to say this for myself. I 100% believe kink should be at Pride. I am so sick and tired of Pride events being apologetic. Why should we be apologetic for just who we are?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of things, especially when it's kink that introduces Pride, is introduced with this sorrowful vibe. Like, we should be sorry or full of shame for having whatever our kink is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that I can't stand. The other side that I can't stand of this, it has to do a lot with social media. On social media, I'm going to use a post from Facebook that I saw earlier this month. I want to say it was, or last month, somewhere in between. And it was like a warning to the cishet parents who believe that gay people are the scourge of the earth. And in it, it was a video from Folsom. A video from Folsom, it displayed a guy eating somebody's ass. They were kissing, making out, people were watching, taking pictures, da da da. But the caption said, NYC Pride. It was like, this is happening at NYC Pride, World Pride. And that was supposed to be an older post. And I'm looking, I'm like, this is not that.
Right.
Of course, all the comments from people who have never been to a Pride event,
yep.
and for people who spread that mess, were like, this is why I don't take my kids to Pride, including some gay people were in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say queer, not just gay. We're in there, but like, this is why I don't go to Pride. Gay people can't ever get together. It just turns to them all fucking each other, da 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 da. And I'm looking, I'm like, and nobody's acknowledging that this is not New York City Pride.
Right.
It's clear as day because there's a Folsom sign in the background as the camera pans. After this guy who's getting expertly eaten out. I have to say it was a very good tossing salad moment. But it pans and you see the Folsom sign.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this is Folsom. This event is meant for sex in a exhibitionist frame and also a group Pride event for Folsom.
Right.
This isn't what Pride is in, I want to say, the commercialized sense.
Right, right. Yeah. And I think... And we talked about this a little last week, but the idea that, like, oh, kink is not family friendly. And it's like, well, forever, y'all have told us that being gay is not family friendly. So, you know, it's kind of like how I go around and, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm crazy. I'm like, yeah, I'll own that. Like, I have mental health issues, but yeah, I'll go ahead and say I'm crazy. And it's like the same thing where it's like, yeah, like I do this, and why can't I just say I'm this? Like,
right.
You know,
the problem is, at least that I see, everybody sexualizes it, where it's like to the point where it's like, oh, well, what are they teaching our kids? We are not walking down the street teaching your kids how to fist.
Yeah.
Billy is not going to fist Karen in third grade. It will not happen. We are not putting that in your child's head.
Yeah.
But there is a community of people who do fist and enjoy fisting.
Yeah.
And they have more than the right to be out there and say, this is the community I'm a part of.
Yeah. And I think, you know, people's arguments are that, like, oh, sex is not our entire identity as queer people. It's like, it's not our entire identity. But for a lot of us, it is a big part of our identity. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, kink has shaped who I am as a queer, non-binary man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, kink plays a big role in all that.
Right.
And there's, kink is not just for gay people or queer people, but the overlap between the queer community and the gay community, there's a sense of community in kink mm-hmm. in a lot of ways. And for you to say, like, well, that community is not accepted here because our kids are here. It's like, well, if you're bringing your kids to a parade about queer liberation and sexual liberation and expression liberation and freedom to do whatever the fuck you want, then you need to be ready to explain to your child that people are doing what the fuck they want and they're being sexually liberated. And if maybe you're not ready to explain that to your child, maybe you're not ready to go to Pride with your child, right? Because you don't have to necessarily explain to a five-year-old, oh, those two men are having sex and one of them is putting his dick in the other one's butt. All you have to say is, oh, those two men are in love and they want to hold hands.
Right.
Oh, why are they wearing that leather stuff? Because they want to. Why are you wearing this dumbass fucking rainbow skirt, dumb little five-year-old?
Yes! Yes!
Because you wanted to, right?
I just, the people...
Like, I'll make a child sound dumb. No problem.
I'm here for it. The people who bother me the most are people who are a part of the LGBTQ plus community who are like, kink doesn't provide, it doesn't have a place at Pride. Because, and I say that for anybody who has an objection to it, if you are in the queer community, you know you'll be excluded for certain kinks. You know, if you're a pup, anytime I've gone to the club and it's like, oh, it's club night, everybody's here. Everybody who's a pup is only associated with the pups. And it's not because they are only talking to each other. It's because other people have ostracized them.
Yeah. And they're looking at them like a fucking exhibit at the zoo. It's like, oh, look at the pups. They're wearing their hoods and they're dancing. Like, why are they dancing? Right. It's like, why aren't you dancing, bitch?
Right. Like, take it back. Stonewall, people were getting dragged out and beat by the police just because it was a drag show and then it was a gay place. There was nothing, at least that I know of, from everything to everything talking about Stonewall being like a leather, kink, pup, fisting, BDSM place. That's not what they were attacking. They were attacking because they were gay.
Yeah.
And they're doing the same thing now, and not just people from Stonewall, but in the gay community, the same thing is happening. We will silo people into, oh, I hate that fucking word. We will put people in sections based on what they are into, even though they're a part of this queer umbrella. So why don't those people deserve their own space at Pride?
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, and I mean, so I've done a little research into, like, Stonewall and, like, the history of, like, LGBT people. And from what I've gathered is that kinksters actually did play a big part at Stonewall because the leather and the kink community has always come out to represent the queer community. Long before Pride became this commercial Pride. Right. You know what I mean? But like the leather and the kink community has always pioneered spaces for these white little twinks in their jock straps to show up. Like those places have been created because Leathermen said, hey, we want a space for us to be able to be as gay as we want. And that includes being kinky and leathered up. Mm-hmm. And through pioneering those spaces and playing such a big part in all of LGBT history, like, we owe the fetish and the kink community and the leather community, and we should respect them because of everything they have done. Mm-hmm. Or respect us for everything we have done.
Yes.
in the community. You know, we can't just erase history and be like, oh, well, you know, like, slavery happened, but racism never happened.
We can't America this. We cannot America this because that's where we are in America.
Yep.
So, like, myself, whenever I think of gay pride, immediately, you know what my first image is? A man in assless leather chaps with a leather hat on, leather boots, looking like a leather daddy. Mm-hmm. That is the first thing I've always imagined. I never thought of anything else because I remember seeing somebody in all of their leather gear the first time I went to a gay store.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is where I want to be. Because not only did I get my gay, but I got something specifically that was a part of me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember being like a closeted little high schooler, and even after high school when I was in college, like being like always secretly wanting to go to Pride. Because I was like, you mean like queer people just get together and like fag the fuck out? I'm like, I want to do that.
Yes.
I'm like, can I do that? Yes. But I was always too like scared to go, because I'm like, I'm gonna out myself if I tell my friends, let's go to Pride. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So to be able to like roll out to like Pride events in like a harness and a jockstrap and just like my how I feel comfortable is just like I owe it to like little closeted Danny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To like march in my fucking jockstrap if I want to. Mm-hmm. To march in my harness if I want to. To march with a fucking pup hood if I want to. Mm-hmm. Right? Or a fucking like whip. Like, yes. Whatever.
Yes. The first time I went to Pride, I was a little closeted AJ. If you can believe I have ever been fucking closeted. But I was closeted to the straight world. The gays could call me out in a second. And I remember I went to Pride, I had this little, like, Suck It was their thing. D-Generation X. I had a D-Generation X t-shirt, pair of jeans. Stood out, not at all. Hid in the back of the crowd. Fast forward to the most recent Pride I went to. First Pride I ever went to in drag. Or my version of drag.
Mm-hmm.
Which I fucking loved. And I just feel like if I can be the little closeted gay boy in the corner and grow to wherever I want to be, that is what Pride should be for every single person, whatever spectrum you want to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you don't think kink belongs at Pride, I want to hear why. After you've taken these points into consideration. Like, if you still have a rebuttal, I would love to hear it. But, like, we as humans can't stop expressing ourselves because you decided to bring your 5-year-old child to this event of sexual liberation. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you can say, like, you know, Pride's changed, Pride's different now, but at the end of the day, the roots of Pride are in a sexual liberation riot.
Yes. It started off being called the Sexual Liberation Front. That was their thing back in the 60s.
And that's what Pride will always represent. And all types of people will show up to represent that message. So if you want to bring your child and teach them about that message to represent that message, great. I fully support it. And I will help you have conversations with your child that are age appropriate. Because there is age appropriate stuff that you can teach to any child. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like I said, you don't have to go into like, oh, well, he's got this flogger because he likes to spank other boys' asses. Well, he has that because he uses that when he wants to.
Yeah.
That's it. That's simple enough.
It is.
It's his toy. Mm-hmm. If you give a flogger to a kid, they don't know it's for spanking.
No, they're just gonna.
They'll think it's a fucking magic wand.
Right. They're like, gonna be a superhero.
You don't have to tell your kids fucking everything that gay people are doing or queer people are doing in their bedrooms. You don't. But you also can't erase them because this is part of our identity.
This is why we were excluded from society, was what we do sexually. Even though it's none of your goddamn business what we do sexually.
And some of y'all were involved.
Right.
We fucked some of y'all that go turn around and say, not me, my child.
I
lost my virginity when the guy had a baby seat in the back of his car. Can I say that? Is that terrible?
That is not terrible.
I was 19. Well, I didn't lose my virginity. I lost my gay virginity.
There you go.
No, not my gay virginity, because I've definitely sucked dick before that. Mm-hmm. My butt virginity.
Okay, you lost your butt virginity. Which I don't think is bad. I don't think it's bad. Honestly, I have fucked a lot of men who have had wives or were engaged to women at the time that we had sex. The relationship ain't my problem to figure out. That's your spectrum. The thing is, I have had a still claim to be straight and can't seem for some reason to accept the fact that they do have intercourse with a man. It doesn't make you gay. It really doesn't. But for some reason, the sex is just fun. Because there's like all these objects where it's like, oh, that's a child's car seat. I'll never have one of those. Fuck me on it. Now I'm going to think I'm a terrible person, but I don't care. Do it. It's not hurting anybody. But how I look at everything that I see, what's going on, and I see in all these like new social media posts and all this dumb shit, which, by the way, Injustice, I'm never playing it again.
Mm-hmm.
Ever again. Did you hear about their little shit for Pride that they're doing?
No.
So, you know Poison Ivy is queer character, along with Harley Quinn. Injustice, I love playing the game, but they always do like these little challenges, like certain characters, da da da. Because it's Gay Pride Month, they said, oh, let's focus around our queer character, Poison Ivy. To get points for Pride for their event, you have to gay bash her. I'm not even saying that to be funny. You literally have to fight her and beat her up. And for beating her up, you get extra points because she's a queer character. Like, I wish I was making this up. I'm not joking.
Queer representation matters. Oh, no.
So these companies out here doing their fucking price shit, I need y'all to be very thoughtful about what you do. Because, like, so your bonus is to do a gay bashing. That's what the bonus is.
I'm a tweet at them.
Please. Like, I literally have Injustice sitting in its little container on my nightstand right now. I'm probably going to throw it away.
Oh, no.
I'm that angry.
That's
I'm
such like, a good game, too.
It is.
What a waste.
I'm like, really? I didn't think of anything else.
All right, so let's take a quick break.
Okay.
Before we get into our topic, it's a good one today. We're talking about lube. So, our warm-up kind of ran a little longer than usual, but hope you guys enjoyed it, or hope y'all enjoyed it,
mm-hmm.
Gender neutral. And we'll be right back.
All right, we are back, and we're going to slip into some crack. Not the truck.
He means butthole.
The butthole, the crevice, the Marianas Trench of the body is what we're going to get into. And it's not easy to enter. It's not. You know, the sea is wide open. This is tight. And sometimes you need some assistance to get in there.
Some friction reducer.
A little bit of that slick Rick just to help you just glide on in. I could go with these all day. We're talking about the lubricant.
Lubrication. So, I mean, lube is like the fucking like essential when you come to when it comes to sex. It's like in your overnight bag, right?
Yes.
Like if you okay, so real quick, if you pack an overnight bag to go hook up at someone else's house, what do you bring?
Okay, so I'm bringing a full big size bottle of Fleet, like the disposable Fleet container. But the extra large one to make sure I have that just in case I need it.
Yeah, they're just easier.
They're way easier. I'm bringing a toothbrush and toothpaste. I'm bringing my contact lens case, contact solution, a t-shirt, and a pair of sweatpants in a bag. And then when I get there, I'm going to have on probably flip-flops, some socks, basketball shorts, and t-shirt. Something to slip out of real quick. And then if I need to put on something long, because maybe it's cold outside because I'm not staying. You know, the overnight bag is if I have to say. Also, I put in there lemonade and some peanut butter. Like, if I just need a snack and I'm sleeping at somebody's house in the middle of the night, I need something that's real quick and easy. Just
not some peanut butter.
Oh, you know it. Like, oh, it smells nutty in here. Yep.
What else?
Aside from that, you know, and also I will bring like one of my butt plugs or something, because if the top that I'm spending this night with is not that good, I have actually just been like, oh, hey, use this toy so we can have fun and then you jack off or whatever. So that's going to be my whole bag.
You forgot the lube.
Oh, shit, I forgot the lube. Oh, my God.
You forgot the essentials. You forgot the lube. You forgot your phone charger. You forgot the poppers.
Oh, my God. I would have been so mad.
And potentially the condoms.
Those are all the things I need. The condoms, then. Yeah, but I won't have them for my
tea pocket. Is, if I'm packing an overbag night, overnight bag, I'm probably not using a condom with you. Yes. If I'm willing to stay at your place.
If I'm willing to sleep at your house, your kids can sleep in me. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Turn this into a 4-bedroom.
There you go. What are you bringing? What is in your bag?
Everything you said, except for the contact stuff. Okay. Fleet. We talked about poppers, lube. I feel like you've pretty much covered it. I don't know. I also haven't gone to sleep at someone's house in a while. So I don't remember, but I'm just thinking of the stuff that I bring when I go camping.
Camping essentials make a hookup easy.
Gay camping.
Oh my God. I can't wait to gay app. I'm going to call it gay app. We're going to gay app. And I'm super fucking excited about it. I have Fleet for like days. Like I have just combined a bottle of Fleet every day. Fully $1. And I'm just stacking them up.
Oh no.
I have a drawer full of Fleet. Okay. But let's get back to our lubies. So in your overnight bag, let's say, because you're gonna bring lube.
Yes.
What is gonna be your go-to lube that you got in your bag?
Assuming the main activity is anal sex, silicone lube.
Okay.
Upon request, I could bring flavored lube, but my default for if I'm just having anal sex, if I'm just kind of preparing with myself in mind and what's needed for the events, the main events, the main show, is silicone lube.
Okay.
That's my go-to.
I'm here to with that too. Silicone lube is my go-to. I will always have it because if we're going to have sex, even if I'm not going to have anal, it's better to masturbate to me with silicone-based lube. I just like the lack of friction. I don't have to reapply it. And for the most part, most silicone-based lubes that I've used don't get gunky or sticky. That's the one thing that I hate. I don't like stickiness during sex.
Yeah, yeah. Water-based lube, once it dries out, it kind of leaves that sticky feeling. Mm-hmm. I found for, like, jerking off, I would rather a water-based lube. I'm not sure why. I do know why. We'll talk about that. But with anal, definitely silicone-based lube. I mean, I don't mind using a water-based lube for anal, especially depending on what kind of water-based we're talking about. But typically, I would say my go-to brands in the recent times, because I still don't have like a favorite, have been Swiss Navy and ID, which are the two brands that I've used for silicone. For water-based, I've used ID and I don't know, some purple one. I forget what it's called. I've used Astro Glide.
Was it that LD thing?
I think so. Okay. But I've used Astro Glide. Which, again, it kind of, like, once it dries up, it leaves that, like, sticky, like, you were just eating candy type of stickiness. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of that.
Neither am I.
So that's why I personally stay away from water-based lubes when it comes to anal, because then my butt just kind of feels like there was just candy all over it. Especially if it's flavored, because flavored lube is extra sticky.
I do not like flavored lube at all. Like, I can't stand it.
Even in your mouth? Like, you don't like the taste?
I don't like the taste. I don't like it in my mouth. I don't like it, one, especially if I'm going to be doing oral sex or anything with anybody, because I like the taste of... it's going to sound bad. I like the taste of human flesh.
I was going to say, I like the taste of raw dick.
Dick tastes good to me.
Me too.
Most dicks, let me clarify, taste good to me. I've had some bad taste in dicks out there, and I will be very vocal to tell you if dick tastes bad. but dick itself tastes good. And I like the flavors. I like to taste the juices, everything. I feel like the flavor lubes, you get like a really shitty Kool-Aid. You know, like Flavor Aid? Like, it's not even Kool-Aid. It's something else Aid. It doesn't taste good to me. Lube Aid.
Yeah, it's just like watered down. Like, I'm like, oh, no. No, especially like a water-based flavored lube. Like, if, like, I've had people put that on my butt, mm-hmm. and I'm just kind of like, now it feels sticky. And not in the good way, mm-hmm. but just kind of like that dry sticky.
Yes, that dry, flaky, sticky. Like, you stepped on a floor after somebody spills knockoff Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. And, like, it just does not feel good.
Yeah. Yeah, but although, like, I mean, so, like, okay, let's start talking about, like, water-based lube, okay. right? So, like, water-based lubes are obviously made out of water and some other stuff that helps make it slick. But, like, when it comes to sex, like, for anal sex, most people tend to prefer a silicone lube. We can get into anal sex. But for vaginal sex, you're actually supposed to use a water-based lube, right? So, like, if... Some people don't have a choice to work with that stickiness because apparently silicone-based lube, like, throws off your pH, right, in a vagina or in your front hole, and that could lead to, like, infections and stuff like that. So you want to stick to water-based lube in those situations. And, like, people are like, well, why do you use lube if, like, the vagina's wet? Do you want to answer that?
Moisture changes in the vagina. It's not always going to be a waterfall. Sometimes it could be a desert. Everybody's body is different. Depends on time of month. Depends on your cycle. Depends on where you're at. Depends on your own physiological makeup if you get wet. I've seen people drip buckets, and I've seen people as dry as goby. Mm-hmm. And it's just based on your body. So our individuals who are listening who have a front hole, if you go by vagina for the term that you use, there's nothing wrong with you. You shouldn't be ashamed to use lube because everybody's going to need it at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, like, even if the person's already wet up front, more lube isn't going to hurt anything. It's really not. even like we're saying, like, yeah, the water-based lube, it could dry out and it can be sticky. But, like, if when you're in the middle of sex, you don't notice that. It's just kind of that, like, moment you're, like, when you first, like, sanitize your hands and you're like, whoa, this sanitizer dried weird. That's that feeling that you get with water-based lube. But if you're in the middle of sex, you're not going to be like, oh, this feels sticky. It might sound a little extra sticky.
You might get some hot sounds. I kind of like hearing that like
skin. Yeah, like the skin sticking to each other and, like, pulling apart.
No, I don't want it to sound like when you pull off tape from your skin. That was so painful. But I like that good, like, gushy sound.
Yeah.
And in sex, as long as you lube up properly, once you're in the act of sex, you're not going to care about the lube. That's just really meant for you not to think about. Because you're just going at it. You don't want there to be friction. The lube prevents you from having to think about it. Mm-hmm. It's just like, okay, I'm ready to go. I'm slicked up and I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, before we get into other types of lube. So, okay, so we touched on, like, a standard water-based lube. We dabbled a little bit on, like, flavored lube. Now, let's talk. Oh, wait, I just lost my train of thought. Okay. We talked about water-based lube. We talked about flavored lube. Okay, now let's talk about things that you can use for lube that are non-traditional. So I think the most common one that, like, everyone can kind of think of right off the bat is, like, we don't have lube, what do?
Right.
We spit. Right, so talk about spit as lube.
All right, so spit as lube. One, I'm gonna give you a disclaimer, I do not like it. Spit as lube, I'm gonna say it's okay when you are in a bind. There's nothing around to use for lube. This is going to be your only thing because it can cut down friction.
Mm-hmm.
It is not ideal to go to because it's going to dry out very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Two, if you have a STI like chlamydia or gonorrhea, which is site-specific, spitting could spread that.
Yeah, so if you have it in your throat, even if you're using a condom.
Mm-hmm. Even if you use a condom, you can spread it. Because now you've put that spit, which contains the bacteria from these infections, onto that person's open orifice. Mm-hmm. Even though you got it on a condom, now it's still touching their body, and it's going to go in.
You're going to push it in.
It pushes in. So there's that. And then the other thing that I just don't like about it, if you didn't brush your teeth, it's not going to smell good. I hooked up with a guy, and he just kept spitting on his dick. Like, and I'm like, the lube is, like, right there. Like, literally right there. It was great dick, but when I tell you I could smell what he ate.
Oh, no.
I was like, no. I was like, get out of me. I need to go wash now. It smelled terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there's a few things with, like, spit as lube that, like, people need to understand is that, first of all, spit as lube will never work when it comes to anal sex. I don't know about vaginal sex, because I've had vaginal sex without lube, right? Because the person was wet on their own.
Right.
But when it comes to anal sex, there's this whole debate. Does your butt lubricate itself? Mm-hmm. The answer is not like a vagina, but yes, in the sense that there's like the mucus in your stomach lining, which is also in, basically reaches your butthole, which is kind of slimy and slippery. But remind me my question.
So spit as lube.
Spit as lube, yeah. So, but when it comes to like anal sex, if you're using spit as lube, it will never work unless you have a very experienced bottom. Mm-hmm. Like I can take a dick with not even spit. Like, I can take a dry dick if I really needed to.
Yes, dry.
And the lubrication that's in there will be enough for me. Not the bad situation, like you said, but I can do that. I can do spit as lube. Not the best situation, but my butt is experienced enough where it can do that, and it can even gape big enough to actually let you in without lube. You know, whereas other people, like, if they're tight, if they're virgins, that's never gonna work.
Yeah. It's gonna be too painful.
You're never gonna take anyone's virginity comfortably without lube. Mm-hmm.
I can take a dick without lube. Not my desired situation. Only done it about twice in my life. I'm not gunning for it. But if I had to, or if the guy was hot enough, I'd do it again.
Mm-hmm.
What will this do? Because sometimes, I can't lie, spit can be a very sexy and hot thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, if we're all lubed up and then you spit on top, mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, it just kind of throws it over the edge.
Yes. Or if you're in the bathroom at the club and the guy just kind of just in his hand and just puts on his dick, it's like, okay, let's go. Like, you just asked me to marry you. That's what
All right. So, what about other non-traditional lubes?
One non-traditional lube that I've seen people use, I've had people use it, and I do not like, is just lotion.
Okay, yeah, I was just thinking about that too. Mm-hmm. So, because like the stereotype growing up as like a teenager is that all boys run through lotion and tissue paper and mm-hmm. tissues, right? And I've tried jerking off with lotion. This is the same reason I don't like jerking off with silicone lube. But I've tried jerking off lotion, and it felt a little weird. I'm just kind of like, do I like keep massaging it in until it's all gone? You know, like, does my skin have to absorb the moisturization? I'm like, what's going on here? But, okay, so when I jerk off, I always, like, in the back of my head, I'm like, what if I want to eat my own cum after I jerk off?
Ah.
And 95% of the time, I don't do that. But I always think about it. And I'm like, what if I want to? Then the silicone lube's going to be in there. And I've tasted silicone lube. Mm-hmm. It's not the best tasting. It just kind of feels slimy. It doesn't taste bad. It's just the texture is obviously different.
Right.
Not the worst thing in the world. Definitely doable. But yeah, I was just kind of like, But I'm like, I would rather not. And that's the same thing with lotion. I'm like, I don't want lotion in my mouth.
I cannot masturbate with lotion. Cannot do it. Because
I don't take it seriously.
Neither do I.
And I know that's terrible to say.
I was going to hook up with a guy recently. And when I got to his house, we were like in the mix of it. And I'm like, oh, do you have lube? And he pulls out a bottle of Suave lotion. And I looked at him. I was like, how old are you? And he's like 25. I'm like, that explains it. And I like literally just grabbed my shit and left. Because I'm like, you're not going to use lotion in me. It does not feel good. And then on top of that, it's like a sensory thing for me. I smell lotion and I imagine getting ready for work. I don't imagine sex.
A lotion does not smell sexy.
No.
At all. Like, just the standard unfragranced lotion does not smell sexy. It kind of smells like a hospital. But then if you add any fragrance lotions, you don't want any of that in your asshole or in your vagina. You don't. Because that's going to irritate you.
Mm-hmm. It'll burn you, be irritating, you get an infection possibly. Mm-hmm. Is that good?
Yeah, I mean, so it's like, but like, this is the thing, like, it can be good, but like, you don't want anything. So like, plain lotion can be healthy for your asshole because you can moisturize it and like, keep everything running, especially if you're into like, anything like fisting. Mm-hmm. But like, if you put anything with scent in it, that's not going to work. Mm-mm. Like, some people break out just from like scented lotions. Mm-mm. Imagine that in your butt.
Imagine using Bath and Body Works lotion inside your body. Oh no! Like, oh my god! Ugh. Just imagine, it's gonna burn. It will not feel just good.
Farting little peppermint farts.
I imagine somebody, because you know they're sick, that black cherry blossom. Somebody's just farting. You see cherry blossoms coming out of their ass. All right, Bath and Body, do it.
Right. So talking about, like, okay, lotion as a lubricant, let's talk about Albaline or Abilene.
Yes.
What is your familiarity with Abilene?
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
So I have seen it in jack-off videos. I love watching people masturbate. And I've seen people, especially a lot of the masturbators I follow on Twitter, who use it. They talk about, like, oh, I'm about to have a fun night with Albaline.
Oh, Albaline. No, sorry. I wasn't right the first time.
Okay. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to have a fun night with Albaline and Bad Girls Club, something like that. And I'm like, it says cleaner on the bottle. So it's a cleaner. I am so confused on why you would put this on your dick. It's meant to clean.
Okay. So according to Albaline.com, Albaline Moisturizing Cleanser is a makeup remover that easily removes stubborn mascara and lipstick, yet leaves skin feeling soft, supple, and moisturized.
I'm even more afraid to use it on my dick now. I've had makeup cleaners, and they don't feel good as a sexual object or something to use.
I mean, people swear by Albaline. I've seen so many videos of just people like, oh, whipping out the Albaline tonight. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I don't know, it's just something to me, it's just like, I don't want lotion or cleanser. Like, I don't find it sexy.
No.
I assume it smells like lotion or some kind of facial cleanser.
Which, again, I've used those. They don't smell good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's fragrance-free, though.
Okay,
it is fragrance-free. But it's like a little tub. And yeah, I mean, if you use Albaline, I would like to hear how it differs from other types of lube.
You know what? I want to hear too. Tag me in it. Tag me in post. I want to know.
I don't know if you can use it for anal sex, though. I've never seen anyone use it for anal. I've only seen it online where people use it to masturbate.
I've never seen anybody use it for anal or any kind of penetrative sex. I've never seen anybody use that. Again, I'm just going to default to the wording on the bottle. The fact that this is cleanser, I want it in me. Like, I just feel like that would be so damaging or harsh to your pink parts or your internal organs. Don't use it. That's just my only disclaimer. Do not put it inside your body.
Let's see here. Now, it sells for about $10. which is not bad compared to like lube. Plus, you had a whole big, like a 12 ounce little jar.
Oh, yeah, that's a good deal. Like the Swiss Navy bottle one, it's like 15 for the little ounce.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm looking at the instructions for Albaline. Push back hair and away from your face. First, remove stubborn eye makeup with a dollop of Albaline. Apply it to the eye area, gently massage it, and then cut tissue and then tissue off. Grab a little more Albaline and smooth it over the remainder of your face, then tissue off. No need for soap or rinsing. That's interesting. You don't have to wash it off your body. So it's just like lotion. Your body absorbs it, I guess, right?
So maybe that's why guys use it to jack off. Does it kind of just swipe the cum off your hand?
I don't know. Maybe we'll try.
You know what? I'm gonna buy it.
We'll go to CVS.
Go to CVS and try it out. I'm gonna figure it out. Because I'm puzzled.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know what is so good about this.
Okay, so what other types of non-traditional or things that aren't meant for lube used as lube?
Personal experience, and I've seen people use it. Hairsprays, like gel hairsprays, not styling sprays. Not the spray that gives you the stiffness, maybe more the spray that's meant to moisturize or keep your hair that slick looking texture.
Mm-hmm. That like wet.
That like wet, yeah. My first person I ever had sex with used that on me. And I mean, it felt good in the act. There was no friction whatsoever. But after that, oh my God, I was so itchy and irritated.
Yeah, I was going to say that probably sounds like it's got some irritants in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I was so irritated. And imagine me, virgin little old 15 Andrew, getting his back blown out. And then I'm like, okay, why am I so itchy 4 days later?
Oh no.
And oh my God, because I was only a kid at the time, I'm like, I can't tell anybody about this.
Yeah.
So I just had to suffer fucking through it.
Oh no.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, I've never heard of anyone use that.
Don't ever use it. Terrible. I've seen it in some porns and shit. Now, I have seen people use like certain hairsprays for like masturbating, and I have never heard anything bad about that.
Huh, interesting. I haven't heard of that.
Like, I've seen people use the pink hair lotion. I've seen people use, there's one that is like oil sheen. Yeah, it's quite the interesting porn. This guy was blowing the oil sheen that's in an aerosol gun on his dick. And it was like, oh, okay. But he jacked off with it, and it worked for him.
Interesting.
So.
Interesting. Okay, what about Crisco?
Crisco I love.
I've never used Crisco. I have a thing about food and sex, and Crisco is used for cooking. Plus, it has too many calories that your butt's going to absorb, in my professional medical opinion.
So, I personally love Crisco. It is fantastic for anal sex. I had a partner who used to take like a dollop of it and mm-hmm. actually push it inside of me so it could melt. And then like 5 minutes
later, gush out.
Oh yeah, he would fucking like, psh, psh, like it was a water park. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I love
it. Okay, well, so like describe Crisco, like what it looks and feels like to like someone who's never touched Crisco.
Okay, so for Crisco, I want you to imagine a big tub of Vaseline. Vaseline, you know, doesn't give you much resistance when you push into it, but let's say you took the Vaseline and mixed it with ChapStick. You know how ChapStick is hard in the tube, but if you push it, it's gonna mush. That's the consistency of Crisco.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick up like little squares of it. You can pick up a whole handful. As soon as it touches your hand, you're gonna feel it starting to melt.
Yeah.
Like right away.
Yeah.
And then once you put it inside of you, which to me, I don't see any problem with it. I haven't had any bad things. I haven't heard any bad things.
Mm-hmm. Me either. No, like Crisco's well known to be a useful lubricant.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You put it in your body, and I'm not going to suggest you do like a spoonful. My partner at the time would put maybe like enough to fit on two fingers and kind of just push it into me and like finger me with it.
Mm-hmm.
Let it sit for like a minute. And then I swear you have, like, Niagara Falls coming out of your puss.
Yeah.
Like, it's just ready to go. You don't need to reapply, and it's good.
Now, Crisco is considered an oil-based lube, right?
Yes, because it is typically made from lard, specifically sometimes beef or chicken lard.
Yeah.
But you can get it where it's plant-based lard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because what's Crisco actually used for?
Cooking. One of the most noted things for cooking in Crisco is fried chicken. Especially from the South, if you have somebody who is a Southerner or you know somebody, maybe you're from the South, I guarantee your grandmother used Crisco to cook her fried chicken.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so like Crisco is very big with Pfister's. A lot of Pfister's use Crisco, and I mean, it works, right? Now, the only thing about like Crisco being oil-based is that you can't use it with condoms, mm-hmm. right? So you can't, it'll break down the material, the condom will break, it will snap, whatever the case may be. But you can't use oil-based lubes with condoms, or latex condoms at least. So yeah, so let's take a quick break and we'll come back. We'll touch a little bit more on some other oil-based lubes. I want to talk about coconut oil as a lube, because that's not traditionally meant to be a lube, but a lot of people do use it. So we'll be right back.
All right. Hey, so we just wanted to take a moment to probe ourselves, poke and prod a little bit, get our shits out. So if you love listening to our podcast, there's multiple ways you can get in contact with us. You can also follow other things that we post and do. Go to our IG, which is yothatsgay.pod, or our Twitter, yothatsgaypod. Come and play around with us online and see what we do.
Yeah, feel free to send us a message. Let us know what you'd like us to cover in each of our episodes, or if you have any suggestions, feedback, any ways to improve the podcast. Or if you'd even like to be a guest and you think you'd have an interesting perspective on any particular topic, we'd be open to having that conversation.
Yes.
If you, our new home base for the podcast is on my website. It's DannyCycles.com. We'll have a list of all the different places where you can find our podcast, as well as some of my new blog content that will accompany some of the content that we are putting out on this podcast.
We love to hear from you. Figure it out, because you got to talk to us in some way. So figure the fuck out what you want to do. But we're here for you.
And leave us a review on the, what's that thing called? The Apples.
On the Apples or any podcast app you're listening to, rate and review us. It makes us more visible.
Yep. Follow us on whatever platforms you're on. And follow us on Spotify or whatever podcast platform you're listening on.
Share us with everybody you know.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. All right, we are back. And today we're talking lube. So we were just talking about Crisco, which is an oil-based lube. Let's talk about coconut oil. Have you ever used coconut oil as a lubricant?
Never as a lubricant for sex. I'm just going over in my head. Never as a lubricant for sex. I have used it as an adhesive for beard glitter.
Oh.
So, yes.
So, I mean, the nice thing about oil-based lubes is that they don't dry out like water-based lubes. But they are much harder to clean up.
They are.
You know what I mean? Like, because it's greasy, you want to use, or not greasy, but oily. You have to use something with like soap and water to like get it all out. Because otherwise it kind of just sits on top of your skin and it like starts dripping down. So, because like I've used like, so like coconut oil for my hair, mm-hmm. Instead of gel, and it's great. And then, but like sometimes if it gets too hot, like I'll start feeling the coconut oil melting down my face because mm-hmm. it doesn't get absorbed by the skin.
It doesn't. It's going to sit on top of your skin. And the heat is going to make it drip. I've had that happen where I just had globs of like coconut oil coming off my beard or anything.
Mm-hmm.
When I've used it there, when you are using something to clean it off, use a degreaser, like Dawn dish soap, Gain.
Right.
That makes it super easy to clean off mm-hmm. yourself. Because I don't know if it's happened to you. It's happened to me with silicone-based lubes and oil-based lubes. You go into this bathroom after whenever you were doing it, and you try to pick up your bar of soap and just rub it between your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Because no friction can be created, you don't get soap suds. So you're just going to be standing there for time after time trying to wash your hands. Get a little Dawn, a drop of it, put put it right in the hand where most of the lube was, mm-hmm. and then rub your hands together. You'll get some work done that way.
Oh, okay, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I usually have to wash it down with, like, some kind of, like, hand soap. Mm-hmm. I've never tried with the bars. But, yeah, I mean, coconut oil, it wasn't until, like, maybe 2 years ago that I realized coconut oil came solid, because I've always gotten it as a liquid. Uh-huh. And that's what I used on my hair, just kind of, like, as a liquid, just kind of, like, pump a few things on your hair, but then I've tried it as lube, and it's a lot slicker, but, like I said, cleanup is not as much fun.
Yeah. It's, at least for me, coconut oil, it's thinner. Mm-hmm. Like, you still feel that slickness, but I've noticed that just having it on my hands, having it in my beard, especially when it's sitting on my face, it tends to feel like it's going to dry out.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it doesn't, you kind of just feel like it's gonna dry out at the end of your session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've only used coconut oil for masturbating. I've never used it for actual anal sex, so I wouldn't know. But yeah, I mean, that's why I kind of compare that to the Crisco, because you kind of, like, if you do get it solid, like, you touch it, you have it in your hand, but, like, it starts melting in your hand, mm-hmm. because its basic temperature is lower than your body temperature.
So cool.
Yes, it's wild. All right, what about other types of lube?
So another type of lube that I personally am, invested in people using, and it may sound weird, I tried it out because I saw a video of it for masturbation using olive oil. Like, it actually works very, very well.
Have you actually done it?
I have. It works very, very well. I had extra virgin olive oil was the type that I got, and it didn't feel heavy on me. My hands and stuff, the cleanup was super easy. I liked it. Now, personally, I will not do it because it's very fucking expensive. Mm-hmm. Like, olive oil is like $12 a bottle. So I will never do it again. But it was worth it. And in a pinch, or if you want to try something new, I'd say try it.
Interesting. Maybe some canola oil. if you're not trying to break the bank.
Yes, canola oil for the budget. Do you have any?
No, I mean, I think the next big one that we have to talk about is going to be water, silicone-based lube,
yes.
Right? So what's your take on silicone-based lube?
So silicone-based lube, it, I feel to me, is the best type of lube that is out there.
Mm-hmm.
For what I like it, the sensations I like during sex. Most silicone-based lubes are very easy to apply. I mean, you're just going to put it on whatever area that you're going to be using.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, a dab will do. In school, we always used to say, like, from the Flintstones, a dab will do ya. And it just works. Like, you don't need a lot. You don't have to reapply. With most brands, some I've noticed you had, but it is going to be more expensive. And the cleanup, once it gets onto especially silk sheets or very fine threaded sheets,
mm-hmm.
it is hard to get out.
Yep. So I think silicone and oil-based are more prone to staining. Water-based doesn't stain because it's water.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely with silicone, I feel like the biggest con for me is the cleanup. Sometimes it's hard to like even wash away. Like, I've been times where like had sex, whatever, and then I go into the shower, clean up, and the lube washes off of me and it sticks to the tub.
Yes.
And then it just won't wash away. Like, I've literally, like, just poured shampoo on the tub, and I'm, like, sudsing it up with my foot, and that shit won't wash away.
It will stay in your tub. So I learned, get toilet paper, the devil's paper, which is also paper towels. I don't believe in them, but get them and try to blot it off of your skin to try and remove as much of the excess as you can. Because, like you said, it'll get in your shower, and when it sticks to the shower floor is now slippery.
Yeah.
So you will slide, and that's very dangerous. I don't want anybody to get hurt. So that's going to be my only thing.
Yeah, other than that, you know, it doesn't dry out. You still might need to reapply here and there. Just depends how long you go, what you're doing. But yeah, I mean, I think it just, for me, compared to traditional water-based lube, it's just, it's kind of like you don't have to think about it as much.
Mm-hmm. Now, for silicone-based lubes, I don't know, I'm going to say it's a newer thing because I'm just recently discovering this. There's silicone-based lube that is marketed as just silicone-based lube, and then I've seen anal silicone-based lubes, where the marketed silicone-based lube that you find easily, it's thinner, it's got more of the oily consistency, and the ones that are meant specifically for anal that I found, they're thicker. It's almost like a gel, but it's still the silicone lube. And I've used both for anal, for jacking off, both. And for jacking off, it's going to be the regular silicone-based lube. It's easier to use. It feels better.
Mm-hmm.
The anal silicone-based lube that's that cream or that gel, it makes having anal sex feel so much more natural.
Really?
And I say that
there's kind of like a thicker coat of lube.
It comes out thicker, but spreads thinner with still the actual slickness, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'll feel like you've got something on your skin, almost like lotion, where, you know, you feel you have that smooth layer of the lotion,
mm-hmm.
but you can still feel the friction of your skin. But that friction doesn't burn or cause abrasions.
Yeah.
It feels, at least to me, more natural. So I am loving this new brand of silicone anal lube. I know Swiss Navy has a really good one.
Okay.
And then, what is the other one? It comes in a black package. Is it Extreme? I think it's Extreme.
Yeah, that's a brand. Yeah. With the red X?
The red X is on it. So I think it's Extreme. They have a brand that comes with adapters, if it's made, if you're going to specifically use it for anal sex at the time. So you can just actually put the adapter inside of you and insert
glue. Squirt it in, yeah.
Yeah. And it's way easier, and I've done that. It doesn't feel like you're putting a liquid inside of you. Like, if you've done that with other lubes, it'll feel like you're douching. This doesn't feel that way at all.
Okay.
It actually just feels like a nice room temperature gel. And then whenever you or your partner are ready, you're ready to go.
Hmm. I have to check it out.
It's really good.
Okay. Now, the only other big category of lube that I can think of, I mean, we didn't really give a lot of time to flavored lubes, but flavored lubes are flavored lubes. Yeah. They're mostly water-based, just FYI.
Yes.
Because water-based is more palatable.
And flavored-based lubes, I mean, depending on what you do, however you are, my only suggestion is specific flavors that are out there, the ones that are, like, heavy in dyes and colors, tend to irritate the anus. I don't have a vagina or a fart hole, so I can tell you how it feels there. But I can tell you that the ones that I've experienced that are very syrupy
mm-hmm.
are not really meant for insertive sex purposes.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, flavored sex should just be used mostly for oral, you know, for foreplay. But I wouldn't put it inside somebody. So yeah, the only other big category of lube that I can think of is fisting lube.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so fisting lube is its own category, because it's just a different type of sex,
mm-hmm.
right? But things like Crisco is used for anal sex and it's used for fisting, so it's, you know, multi-purpose.
Right.
Now, the other than Crisco, the common lubes for fisting are going to be like J lube, K lube, I think, X lube, and those are all just like water-based powder. Or water-based lubes that come in dry powder form, and you mix it with some water, and it creates this viscous, slimy lube
mm-hmm.
that you use for fisting. But you can also use it for anal sex. Because, I mean, I've had a, like a fisting / anal session when we just, obviously, just I was already lubed up. And, yeah, it feels great. It doesn't dry out as often as regular water-based lube. So I think just being more viscous, it doesn't dry out.
I like that.
So it kind of just sits on top and you know, you're applying it very generously. But I would recommend more people try it even if it's just for regular sex.
I got to try it today.
Mm-hmm.
We did a little learning session experience and Danny taught me some stuff in J-Lube. I personally love it. I love it. And so we put it on my hands, and it was, like, not sticky. It was viscous. It was, imagine if you've seen, like, ooze from Nickelodeon, And, you know, the ooze is like stringy, but it looks very smooth and glossy. That's how this loop looked. I was able to twirl it in my hands, put it on my fingers and stuff. And then it washed off super smoothly. My hands right now still feel soft.
Yeah.
And I love it. And then some of it got on my leg. And I purposely only wiped it. I didn't actually use any water, so I wiped it with a dry paper towel. Even right now, my leg isn't sticky. I don't have a residue. It just is gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's super slick, too. Like, even, like, for a water-based lube, like, compared to other water-based lube, it's super slick. Because I've gone into the shower to the point where, like, I'm washing it off, and it just feels like slickness washing off, because it's, like, it washes off slowly, right? Mm-hmm. It basically keeps watering down until it just becomes just water.
Yes.
And, like, as that washes away from my butt or my body, like, the floor will also get slippery in the tub, but the nice thing is that as the water will just keep washing it away, and the tub will be fine, unlike mm-hmm. silicone lube. Or oil-based lube, too. Oil-based lube also does that.
Oil-based lube gets wetter as it... I'm sorry, gets slicker as it gets wetter.
Yeah.
Which is so frustrating.
Yeah.
You can't...
Yeah. So, I mean, I know, like, different people do have, like, different recipes for fisting lube. Like, if you go online on Twitter or, like, Reddit and stuff, like, I'm sure you'll find different people have, like, different things that they put... I've seen some recipes that are like, you have to prepare it for like 2 hours. Like, girl, my shit took 15 minutes mm-hmm. To kind of like mix it and then let it set and get to the viscosity. I do want to try adding some lotion. Maybe we'll try adding Albaline. But I don't know, because it's like makeup remover.
Experiment first before you use it on any body part. Try it in just your hands. Like, you know, jerk off your finger or something to see how it feels first with both. I'm just so afraid.
We'll see. I don't know if I want. Maybe I'll just get like an unscented lotion.
Okay, good.
And just add it to there, because you do need to keep your insides hydrated too.
Mm-hmm. They can dry out. Your insides can dry out, and certain lubes can dry it out more.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful.
Yeah. So what lubes dry out more?
So one that I know right off the bat is LD's water-based lube
mm-hmm.
that can dry out easily. It can cause anal fissures if you're not moisturizing your anal cavity or area mm-hmm. after using that lube during sex. Another one that I know of, and it comes in that clear bottle. Astroglide.
Yeah, Astroglide definitely dries out.
Mm-hmm. It can dry out your skin. I mean, if you take Astroglide and just put a little on your hand, let it air dry, your hand is going to look like you haven't put a moisturizer on it for like a week, because it dries your skin out. So that's another one that I know of, just to be very careful of.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Now, what about toys and lube? Like, what are some of the important things that like people should know?
Toys and lube. Do not use silicone-based lube on a silicone toy. It will eat away at the toy, which means bacteria can get into the spaces a lot more easier. The toy's not going to last, and it most likely won't keep working the way it's meant to work as the silicone lube eats away at it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's always been, like, the basic, like, thing that I've always heard is, like, don't use silicone lube with silicone toys because the material can't actually... Like, it'll eat at each other, mm-hmm. basically. Now, I have done a lot of research on this particular topic. Water-based lubes are generally fine with toys. Oil-based, I haven't really heard a lot about. I don't like using oil-based lubes with toys because it leaves my toys feeling funny. Now, for silicone-based, I've done a lot of research, and there are now counter-arguments coming out. If it's high-grade silicone, then you can use silicone with it. But it has to be, like, it's not going to be anything you find at your show world or at your local, like chain sex shop. Like, anything that you get that's silicone, there's probably not going to be, like, real high-grade silicone. Yeah. But if you go to stores like Square Peg, I think Top Toys, things like that make really good quality silicone toys. there, people have been finding that you can use silicone with it and it won't eat away at the material. And I think I'm not 100%, but I think SquarePeg on their website says, hey, you're not supposed to use silicone toys or silicone lube with silicone toys, but from what we found is that it's not damaging our toys. So, I mean, kind of just take it with a grain of salt. Yeah. Like, I use silicone lube with my silicone toys, only the high-grade ones, and I haven't had any issues. But, you know, I think it's just kind of like, it's been generally under-researched. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just because when people research, they kind of like, these are the companies researching themselves.
Right. I do want to try it myself. I never have. Because most of my toys, I'm like, I don't want to risk it. Because also, I haven't spent good money for specific toys.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the other toys that I have, I don't need lube to use.
Yeah.
Because they're really not meant for insertion.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to try it once I get some high-grade silicone toys. But I know the quality is going to be way better and way different.
Right. Right. Now, have you ever... Are there any lubes that you've used that you wouldn't recommend with toys?
Not that I can think of, because all the toys that I've used, I've only specifically used one water-based lube, and this lube I actually got from Show World, and it's a brand that I think is only at Show World. I forgot what the name of the brand was, but I'll describe it for you, just in case you run into it at your own sex shop. It's a clear bottle, cylindrical, probably looks like a perfume bottle, if you see a perfume bottle. With gray and blue accents on it, and the center of the bottle is clear. And it's a lube that says it's specifically meant for toys. And I used this lube with a few butt plugs, and it was so smooth, it felt good, and it was easy to clean my toys with it afterwards. I'll make sure to take a picture, I'll probably post it on the website or something, so y'all can see it, but that's the only lube I really use for toys.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mostly just use... like the toys nowadays, I mostly use the toys that I've invested like good money in, like the top toys, like the different brands that are known and reputable. So I've been using silicone and I haven't encountered any issues. The only hard part sometimes is like getting the silicone lube off the silicone toy. Yeah. That can be a little tough. So I did come on a SquarePeg. This is squarepegtoys.com. They make butt plugs and like different types of toys. And they do have like a Q&A portion on their website, and it says, what type of lubes can I use? Under silicone base, they write, I have seen no melting or dissolving effects of using silicone lubes on my toys in all these years, but I went back and forth on the safety of using them with my silicone toys in the early days because other producers of silicone toys have warned against it for a long time and still do. There might have been some incompatibility with the early generations of silicones, but many of my customers use silicone lube exclusively, and there have been no reported adverse effects since I introduced super soft silicone to the adult toy market in 2006. So then they go on to mention that, like, yeah, like it can be hard to wash off like silicone lube with silicone toys. They talk about using potentially like Blue Dawn, which I think is dish soap.
Mm-hmm.
I typically use just a toy cleaner. And that gets the job done, I think. So I mean, there's still controversy among, like, do you kind of, like, you have to make your own decision.
Yeah.
But there is some stuff showing now. He or they mentioned towards the end of that section, there are also some experimental results and references in my published study on the effects of silicone lube on cured silicone. Concerns about whether silicone lube is safe to use internally are also addressed in section 5A of the article. So it looks like they've actually done a whole like research study and published an article about it. I haven't read it, but I am interested in potentially looking into that a little bit more in depth, because that's stuff that, like, as a community, like kinksters, sexual beings, queer people, like, these are things that, like, we need to know.
I want to know.
You know what I mean? Like, we want to know, like, what's the actual tea?
Mm-hmm. Give me the real information. Because if I have been believing this, like, I believe that smoking weed supported terrorism for this portion of my life, I need to click clarification on my loop. I just want to know if I need it on my toys. Because I can't wait to get one of my toy dildos and use silicone loop on it. I just think it would be so much fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, let us know what your opinions are. But I've used them on my good quality silicone toys and I've had no issue.
And now,
are any parting words for our audience?
One of my parting words, I'm going to say this to our audience and to hopefully whatever company listens to this at some point, stop making lubes that are only based on gender. I hate it. I mean, if you're going to have specific lubes out there that you say are for his and hers, specifically meant for her, specifically meant for him, let's include the non-binary individuals here so we can use these lubes during sex with our partners. And I say that because if you ever seen like the X and Y, not X and Y, KY jelly.
Yeah.
That's one of the brands I can think of before, KY. KY has some good lubes and stuff, but they have the special lube is called for his and her.
Yeah, I've seen it. And
it looks like fun to use, but unfortunately, the lube that is meant for her, which is also meant for insertive sex, is only meant for vaginal sex. It is not meant for anal sex. So if you are a partner who has receptive anal sex and your partner who is the insertive partner has the other lube, you don't get to feel that sensation because it's not going to feel good to you.
Yeah.
So I would like it if manufacturers out there would make lube that's also inclusive for LGBTQ plus partners.
Yeah, it should be based more maybe on body parts, not on gender necessarily. Yes. You know what I mean? I think my takeaway or like my like little bit of like knowledge to drop on people before we wrap up is that it's not the top's responsibility to bring lube. It's not the bottom's responsibility to bring lube. It's on both of y'all to discuss it and figure out who's bringing the lube. Like, it's not like, oh, well, you're the bottom, you should have the lube. You're the top, you should have the condoms. No, everyone should have whatever based on what y'all agreed to. And if you didn't agree to anything, you have no right to expect someone else to bring something.
Exactly.
If you're not talking about anything, you should be bringing everything you need for a successful night.
If you don't discuss items of item list, you should already have them.
Yep.
I agree with you 100%.
Yep. And that goes for both of you. So like both of you should show up with lube. Both of you should show up with poppers. Both of you should show up with condoms.
We don't even have the against the poppers thing. That's my biggest pet peeve. Do not show up at my house without poppers and be like, can I use your poppers? Are you serious?
Unless we talked about it.
Yes, unless we thought, you know, if we talked about it.
Or unless we're regulars.
Right. If we're regulars and you like know where my poppers are, grab them. Because I know it's going to give me better dick at the end of the night. But if I don't know you, don't expect me to supply your accoutrements.
Yep. So have open conversations. If you can't have open conversations about sex, maybe you're not prepared to have sex.
Yes. And if you're interested in lube, buy a lube. Most companies sell small travel or sample sizes that you can get from their website. You can even request. Just send them an email to contact. They'll probably send you a little pack. Try them. Figure it out. Whatever lube you want to use. Because it's going to be used on you. You need to be able to enjoy it.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we're going to let you guys go. Have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.